The liturgy for Good Friday is very simple indeed. It is the church gathering in a moment of prayer and silence, commemorating the death of the Lord. Normally we gather at 3 o'clock, the traditional time of the death of Jesus. We have a very simple prayer, a very straightforward liturgy of the word, which includes the reading of the Passion, which we do also on Palm Sunday, but we read through the Passion. And then probably the most significant part of the celebration begins with the intercessions, where following an ancient and traditional formula, the Church, having commemorated the death of the Lord, prays for itself, for the world, for the Jewish people, for those who believe in God, and for those who have no belief. And it's a long series of intercessions, but as I say, they're very traditional and go right back to the early liturgies of the Church. Having done that, we then move to venerate the cross, and the cross is gradually revealed to those who are present, and then we're invited to venerate the cross, and that's usually either with a bow or with a kiss or with a moment of prayer before the cross. And once that is complete, then the Eucharist, as I say, is brought, people receive communion, there is a prayer, and then we're invited to go on our way quietly and to await the resurrection. And the churches are very quiet, they're very plain. The sacraments are not celebrated except in the case of somebody who is in danger of dying, because we, like the Lord, are in the tomb and we're waiting for the joy and the power and the glory of the resurrection.